Good morning. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 16th chapter, and text number 20. Please try to repeat with me. Yam. As previously described, Tulasi has attained all superior quality due to being placed at the lotus feet of the Lord. The comparison made here is very nice. As the king of bees hovers over the tulasi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, so Lakshmi, the goddess who is sought by the demigods, brahmanas, vaishnavas and everyone else, always engage in the rendering service to the lotus feet of the Lord. The conclusion is that no one can be benefactor of the Lord. Everyone is actually the servant of the servant of the Lord. So, this is Srila Prabhupada, and how nicely he gives the purport. Actually, in this verse, as we know, in this chapter, Lord Vishnu, he just specifying this, you know, Chatushkumaras, because Jaya Vijaya offended them. And this is a very strong statement in this chapter Lord has given. In a few verses, previously, there is described, I think, one of the verses he said, "O dear Brahmanas, my devotees, they are so dear to me, forget about my servant. Even though if my own hand goes against them, I will cut my hand." So, Lord loves his devotees so much. It is inconceivable to thought about it. You know, previously, some other shloka Lord described the how his lotus feet become so powerful. How? He said, because I serve my devotees. Isn't it? Very controversy statement. Lord thinks like that. Why? Because he is inclined to his devotees. That's his bhakta vatsalyata, one of the greatest quality of the Lord. He always inclined to his devotees, compassion to his devotees. That's his love for his devotees. That's what he's saying. Actually, you know, Srila Prabhupada give conclusion here in this purport that everyone is servant of the Lord. So, there is no one to bless Lord, but Lord, he, you know, that's what he says, he has all the qualities, you know. He's the most humble person in the universe. Yeah. Even though he has so much, but still he is very humble. He is begging forgiveness for his servant. Where else you will get master like that? You know, that's what Rupa Goswami said, you know, oh foolish mind, in his Manasiksha, where you will get master like that? Who, you know, not only take care of you, but he also serve you. So where you'll get that kind of master? Where else you'll get? So please, surrender to him. You know, while you'll surrender to so many different masters who will just give you enough hard time. So anyway, so back to the point. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada said, how Lakshmi Devi sometimes she is worried about what? Maybe my place will be taken by someone else. So devotees, they always offer fresh tulasi to Krishna's lotus feet, and the king of bees, you know, they always around in that tulasi because that tulasi is so fresh. In Haribhakti Vilas it is described that when we offer to tulasi, to Lord, we should offer a very tender, soft one with two leaves and the manjari. The Krishna love it. So, but sometime I saw, you know, people, they offer very hard one. So, Haribhakti Vilas said, better to offer this soft one. As you can hear, you can see, very tender, fresh, you know, leaves offered to the Lord. So, Krishna like it. And bees is roaming around, moving around. Lakshmi Devi worried, you know why? Why Lakshmi is worried? Because Lakshmi is worshipped by so many hundreds and thousands of people and sometimes she has to come and pacify them, isn't it? Is it Tulasi never ever leave that place? Never. Tulasi just offered through lotus feet, she will be remained there. So sometimes Lakshmi even worried, you know, look at me, I go here and there. But Tulasi, she never goes. Or bees, they never go, they stay forever in Lord's lotus feet. And another point Srila Prabhupada want to make here, that since Lakshmi Devi, she don't want to leave Lord's lotus feet. Why? Because the opulence she possesses, actually that's ultimately from Lord's lotus feet. Because she is serving Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. So, the conclusion is, if we worship Lord, if we perform devotional service, in all the opulences will automatically come to them. That's guarantee. Why? Because Krishna promised it. There is so many pastime like that. You know, once Srivas Pandit, Srivas Thakur, you know, his half income he used to spend for Ganga Puja. And other half, he used to spend, you know, almost half he used to spend for devotee service. And one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, Srivas, I'm a bit worried, you know. What happened to your family? You spend so much, but you don't have a big income. So, what will happen if you don't have money? And then he laughed and he clapped three times. And Mahaprabhu asked, what do you mean? And then he said, one day I will fast, 2 days I will fast, 3 days I will fast. If I will still not get anything, I will go and jump into the river of Ganga and I will suicide. I said, why? He said, how come? You take care of the whole universe and I am your devotee and you will not take care of me? You know, I have full faith that you will take care of me. So, but still if it is, in case it's happened, so I'll do this. But it is shameful, very shameful. And then Mahaprabhu said, Srivas, even though Lakshmi Devi has to beg, if in case, she has to beg, but you will never have problem with the Lakshmi, problem with the money or wealth. So that's the ultimate goal of devotional service. Quality of devotional service. If we do devotional service, everything else will take place automatically. We don't have to try it separately. Like other people, and they worship only Lakshmi Devi. You know, Lakshmi's another name is Chanchala. She never be, you know, never ever stable. She always go here and there. But she always fixed in, you know, Lord's lotus feet. So if we worship Lord's lotus feet, so Lakshmi Devi will be there always. So there is a small story, you know, once an intelligent person will think very different way, even though it looks like he don't think cleverly, but he's most clever. A king, he got son, after a long time. And then, king was so happy, he's giving charity to everyone, And then someone asked, oh, my dear king, can you give me 2 acre land next to my house so it will be really nice? And king said, okay, it's granted. Someone else said, okay, can you please little bit do promotion for my post? Hey, give everything. His PA, he didn't ask anything. End of the day, he remembered, hey, my PA didn't ask anything. And then he said, hey, why you didn't ask anything? And he said, I don't need anything, my dear king. I said, no, you have to take something. And he said, no, I don't need anything. Because you have, so you are my, you know, king. You have everything, that means, you know, I'm satisfied with that. And then king said, no, you have to ask something. He said, okay, can you please visit my home? So, king will visit PM's home. So, whose responsibility to take care of it? Minister. Prime Minister has to take care of all the facility. Because king, if king visit means he will stay there sometime. That means they have to have an appropriate place. His utilities and everything has to be there, isn't it? So then king said, okay, next month I will visit your house. What happened next month? Before next month, you know, minister immediately sent plenty of people to make sure his house has got renovation. You know, completely new, everything, you know. And whose standard? King's standard. Because king will be there, isn't it? And then, of course, you know, king visit. And then what happened? House will remain to home. P.S. Huh? So king left. So now think about it. Everybody asks for 1 acre land or this, that. Who is most clever? P.A. He has facility like a king, you know, in his house. He worth so much without asking. So devotees are like that. Even though they don't ask anything. But when they invite Lord to their heart, when Lord comes within their heart, all the opulences appear. Why? Because there is bhakti is appear. And bhakti is such a powerful, Lord himself is controlled by the bhakti. Forget about the other things. Lord is himself is captivated by the, you know, bhakti. So, that's why technically he captivated, that person, the devotee is capturing everything. Everything else. That's the truth. Maybe then, sometime we can think, oh, how come in a devotee lives like vikari, a beggar. So how come he possesses all the opulences? So there is a lot of experience in about it. Once there was a devotee of Lord Shiva in Kashi, Banaras. And then he worshipped Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva came. And he asked him, what do you want? He said, you know, give me something. Give me, you know, touchstone. And then he thought about a little bit again. Well, there is maybe something valuable by touchstone. And then he again asked, no, can you give me most valuable things in this world? First he thought about touchstone is the most valuable thing in the world. And then he thought, maybe there is something higher than that. Better secure that place as well. So he wanted to be very rich, technically. And then Lord Shiva said, okay, you know, you want that? All right. You go to Vrindavan. There is a person called Sanatan. So he's in Vrindavan now. And go meet him. He'll give you whatever you need. He'll take care of it. And then he's thinking, wow, finally I'll fulfill my desire. I'll make a big palace. Big means super big. And everything made out of gold, because I will have touched on anyway. So then he came to Vrindavan, and then when he asked, do you know where is Sanatan? Yes, he was here today, but he left this village, so he have to walk another 20 kilometers, he's in that village, the next one. So he went to next one, and then they said, oh no, he left today, so you have to go the next one. So he's roaming like that, you know, almost he did full parikrama of Vrindavan. Because Sanatana Goswami, every day he used to stay in one village, every night. And then, it is such a nice first time, you know. Brajavasi, they love Sanatana Goswami so much, you know. They used to call him Baba, means father, affectionate father. He said, that Baba word now modified to Babaji. So that is the affection of Brajavasis toward Sanatana Goswami. He used to take care, like Brajavasis, everything, you know. He used to ask, how is your son, how is daughter-in-law, everyone. He's such a nice, and he used to, you know, share the Krishna Katha amongst them, and say they were so happy when Sanatana Goswami arrived in some village. They don't sleep whole night. Whole night they will discuss Krishna Katha. And as soon as before sunrise, the other village will come and receive Sanatana Goswami. They will wait in the border place. Oh, now is our time started. So you guys should leave. So when Sanatana Goswami leaves some village, everyone start crying. They cannot even tolerate few days separation from Sanatana Goswami. They cry. And then, of course, others, they come with the kirtan and everything. They receive Sanatana Goswami. So anyway, finally he meets Sanatana Goswami next to the bank of Yamuna, near the Kaliyadaho. And he asks, oh, you know, I was looking for you so much. I'm tired of walking. I walk so much. And everyone saying, just you left this place, that place. Oh, you know, Lord Shiva sent me. And then he said, you have something very valuable thing. Can you please give it to me? Then Sanatana Goswami said, oh, yes, yes, yes. He told me, you know, last week. Okay, I kept for you. Go, there is a dustbin. You know, not dustbin like our plastic one. Okay, so they used to dig mud and they used to throw the things there. You know, so go to dustbin there. I think I kept it there. Take it. There is a touchstone. You can have it. And then he was so happy, jumping up and down, and he just went there and quickly sorted out, and then he found the touchstone. And he was so happy. And then he took it and immediately left. He don't even have the time to thank Sanatana Goswami. He gives such a valuable things. He just so happy. You know, sometimes happen when people are so happy, they forget everything. You know, he just start walking. And then after a few minutes, he realized, well, this is a bit weird, isn't it? Touchstone, such a valuable thing. I perform austerity so many years to get it. And this man, he kept it where? In a dustbin. In a dirty place. What's wrong with him? And then he thought, well, if these valuable things he can keep into dustbin, so he must have more valuable thing which is he's hiding from me. Because I have asked Lord Shiva, I want most valuable thing. So he must hiding somewhere, you know, in good place. So he went back again. And he said, my dear Lord, I think there is something wrong. Because I have asked from Lord Shiva, I want most valuable thing in this world. So this touchstone, if you kept it in the dustbin, that means you have more valuable things. I want that one, give it to me, that one. And Sanatana Goswami said, well, you want that? Yes. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. So then he said, okay, throw this one into the Yamuna and take bath and come back. And then he threw it and came back. And then Sanatana Goswami said, he gave a chanting bead. Said, chant, this holy name is most powerful and most opulence. Whatever you want, you'll get from here. So, because it's Vaishnava's mercy, he started chanting and he realized that. Yes. Why? Because all the opulences belongs to whom? Krishna. And Krishna himself is captivated by his devotees. Krishna himself, Lord Vishnu gives a statement, that I'm servant of my devotees. My lotus feet is so powerful because I serve my devotees. So as you can, you can see how inclined to him he is to his devotees. So then he realized, actually it is true. When Krishna is here, possessor of all kinds of opulences is under control you. So what kind of opulences you need? So that's the most valuable. Anyway. So there is so many pastimes like that. So that's the fact. When we perform devotional service, perform spiritual life, all the things will come. We don't need to try it separately. Even Lakshmi Devi will be pleased on us because we are serving to his master. So I'd like to stop here. Actually, last week was last Sunday, I think, 31st. Isn't it Sunday? 31st of December, it was the disappearance day of Lochandas Thakur. I really like to remember to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I mean, Gaudiya Vaishnav and all the associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lochandas Thakur, he is one of the very intimate association of the Lord. He appeared in 1523 near Katwa. His father name is Kamalakar Das and his mother name is Sadanandi Devi. So Lochandas Thakur, one of the famous writer, songwriter about Gaur Nithai. One of the most famous song, Prabhupada used to love it, and all of us we know, he sang so many times. Param Karuna Pahu Duijana Nithai Gaur Chandra Sava Avatar Sara Shiravani Kevali Ananda Kunda. Such a nice song. They say, he always used that style of Panchali, that poem, that poetical rhythm, it's called Panchali, very hard. So he always used that Panchali rhythm to write the song. So in his childhood, he was such a brilliant kid. He memorized all the Sanskrit, you know, what is called, Sanskrit grammar in his very early age. He used to stay in his grandfather's house. And time is going, we have to be quick anyway. So, he grew up there. And as we know, he appeared after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's like Lochandas Thakur and what is called, like Narottam Das Thakur, they are similar age. They just appear after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. But they met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct associate. So, then he met, in Shrikhand, he met Narahari Sarkar Thakur. Narahari Sarkar, he was a very famous singer for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was, not he was, I shouldn't use he was, he is. Because they are always in Shetadvi. So, as we sing in Sandhya Arati, Narahari Adhikari, Chamara Dhulai. Sometimes people say Kamara Dhulai. Anyway, Chamara. Most of the time I hear people say that one. So that's Chamara means the whisk, a fan. I don't know why its name is whisk. Whisk for mixing something. So, he used to always fan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he loved it. But he was a great singer and writer. So, Lochandas Thakur took shelter from Narahari Sarkar Thakur. And he teach him all the, you know, things need to be right. All the song writing process he learned from Narahari Sarkar Thakur. And basically, when he was very young kid, maybe 1 or 2 years, his parents gave him marriage. So then wife stays in their parents' house and he stays his grandparents' house. So, and because he is so much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I mean all the Gaura Parshad, all the associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very detached from everything else. You know, this is simple. Look, if I mean, we have 24 hours only, isn't it? See, if you engage in something else very strongly, what will happen? You cannot engage yourself in other stuff. That's naturally, it's happened. So he was so much inclined to, I mean, so much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started inquiring about him and every day more and more. So he has no time for anything else. So, and then his in-laws' house, they complain. Oh, now my son-in-law is grown up, but he never visit our house, never. So this is not fair. They tried to bring him, but he never pay attention. Then they went to his spiritual master, Narahari Sarkar Thakur. They complained to him, your disciple like this. You know, he's not coming, he's not taking care of his wife. So then Lochandas Thakur because Narahari Sarkar Thakur told him to visit. So Lochandas Thakur went to his in-law's house. Because he never came, never. First time going to in-law's house. I never saw them. So he lost the way, how to go, and even he don't know which house is his in-law's house. So he saw a young beautiful woman was there, and then he asked, my dear mother, do you know this house? And she said, yes, yes, I know. Please follow me. And then he followed him, and when he came to the house, and later on he knew that's his wife actually. So since he called her mother, he never stayed with her after that. He said, since I call you mother, so I cannot accept you as a wife anymore. So, and then he explained that, and he really nicely convinced them, and he left. And he came back to Katoa. And after that, he started writing Chaitanya Mangal, the famous book. The few books about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very famous. Of course, we know Chaitanya Charitamrita, but there is more. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Murari Gupta Karcha, and Swarup Damodar Karcha. Karcha means, you know, like diary note. And Lochandas Thakur is written Chaitanya Mangal. And Jagadananda Pandit wrote Prema Vivarta. Yeah, these few books are very prominent about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when Lochandas Thakur, he wrote the book called Chaitanya Mangal, before that, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat, but it used to call as a Chaitanya Mangal. So, later on, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Lochandas Thakur, they both call all the Gaudiya Vaishnav and explain that why that book should give a name as a Chaitanya Bhagavat. It was named as a Chaitanya Mangal. Because in Gaur Ganadesha Deepika, it is mentioned, Kavi Karnapur is written by Kavi Karnapur, that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is the incarnation of Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva is written Bhagavatam, isn't it? This pastime of Lord Krishna. In this incarnation, Vrindavan Das Thakur writing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, so that's why we don't call that Chaitanya Bhagavat, because he is author of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why they changed the name. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Lochandas Thakur. In Chaitanya Mangal, that's really nicely described. Actually, if we read Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrit, and Murari Gupta Karcha, then we will know the Mahaprabhu's pastime very nicely. Still, it is not complete, because they didn't write all the pastimes, because they thought, you know, book will be increased, it will be bigger, go big and big. So, he started such a nice way, you know. So in Chaitanya Mangal, he started like, you know, once Narad Muni was traveling through everywhere and he saw the age of Kali is starting, and this age of Kali is so cruel and so bad. People are so bad, all the bad quality appears here anyway. Normally, naturally is there. You don't have to try even them. They will automatically appear. So he was very worried. He has compassion to all the living entities. He's thinking, what's going to happen to them, you know? Because Lord not coming. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not everywhere mentioned that he is going to come, but there is, it's mentioned, but it's hidden. You know, not everyone will understand. Like in Vishnu Sahasranam, it is said, you know, Suvarna Varna Himanga Barangas Chandanangadi. Who will understand what is mean that? Only who will understand? Yagai Sankirtanai Jajantihi Sumedasa. Intelligent person will only understand. So that's the fact. So that's why nobody knows, you know, Mahaprabhu is going to come. So Narad Muni was so worried and he wanted to ask Krishna, what will happen in age of Kali? This is such a bad thing. How this living entity will get benefit? So he went to Dwarka to meet Krishna. And when he went to Dwarka, actually it's exactly that time, Rukmini was, crying. Why she is crying? Because Krishna says, look, I am going to incarnate as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in age of Kali. And this is my form. I took luster of Srimati Radharani and her, what is called, bhava. What is English, Prabhuji? Mood. Mood of Radharani and his, her luster, her body color and complexion. So, the Rukmini was so worried, why? Krishna will leave him, her. You know, even though it's after such a long time, but she start crying that time. And she is saying, oh, you know, I have no quality to be with you. Actually, Radharani is such a nice devotee and she is so fortunate. And she is actually glorifying Srimati Radharani so much. And exactly that time, Narad Muni entered there. And Krishna said, don't worry, you know, this form I will take. And you will be there as well. Just he want to pacify her. So, Krishna become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, then Narad Muni saw that. And then he was so happy. He said, wow, I was worried about it. But now it's all problem solved. So, Krishna going to come as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he will give love of God at everyone. Freely. And then he went everywhere. You know, to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and all the demigods, he told everywhere, you know, Lord Gauranga going to come and this, that. That's why everyone, all the demigods came and took birth in Navadip Dham and they performed austerity, thousands of years, to join to Sankirtan movement of the Lord. But have a look, we are so fortunate, we are free to join, we don't have to even do austerity for 10,000 years. But still we are not sincere. That's the unfortunate. So, anyway, and that's how we start Chaitanya Mangal, and then he goes on and on, as we know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's all the pastimes. So, he's such a, nicely, he describes, he described the Murari Gupta Skarcha more details. Murari Gupta Skarcha in Sanskrit. And then he made it as a poem, Panchali rhythm, and make it in Bengali. So that's technically Chaitanya Mangal. So we'll pray to his lotus feet, then we can engage ourselves more and more in Gaur Nitai's service and his glorification. And devotees like him, you know, always give us, blessings, and they show us path in our devotional life and how to advance, how to, improve ourselves. And as you can see, their dedication, that's the example. And they are really compassionate for us because they didn't write all those things for them. Anyway, themselves, they know. What's the point of writing? But they write for us. They write everything because of other living entities. They're very compassionate. So, thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and questions, please. Yes, Prabhuji. I think, I can't remember, but yes, she was there. Rukmini, Satyavama. Satyavama is a Jagadananda Pandit. And there must be someone, Rukmini. I mean, not must be. There is Rukmini, but I can't remember now. I can go to Google. I forgot. Sorry,
Prabhu. What's the name of that book?
Oh, Kobi Karnapur has written that book. It's called Gaur Ganadesha Deepika. Yeah, there is. You'll find out everything. Who incarnate as what? Gaur Ganadesha Deepika. I think that is in English as well. Kobi Karnapur, I think, son of Shivananda Sen. Mahaprabhu's very close associate there from Shrikhanda. Khandavasi Vaishnava. Okay. Thank you so much. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anant Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hare.